Now to the latest episode of the Republican Family Feud, pitting President Trump against Senator Bob Corker. Here's White House correspondent Margaret Brennan.
In an early morning tweet, President Trump referred to the Tennessee Republican as Little Bob Corker and said he was made to sound a fool by a New York Times reporter who recorded their conversation. Yet in this audio clip, the senator clearly consents to being taped.
I know they're recording it, and I hope you are too.
Yeah, I am.
In that interview, Corker said Mr. Trump may be headed towards World War III. Today, White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders weighed in.
Senator Corker is certainly entitled to his own opinion, but he's not entitled to his own facts.
She then repeated the erroneous claim that Corker supported the Iran nuclear deal.
We have concerns.
Even though he voted against it.
He may have voted against the deal ultimately, but he not only allowed the deal to happen, he gave it credibility.
The Iran deal is also a source of tension with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Last week, it was revealed that Tillerson called the president a moron in a private meeting.
I guarantee you, my IQ is much higher than theirs, all right?
During the campaign, the president Regarding Tillerson, the president told Forbes magazine, I guess we'll have to compare IQ tests, and I can tell you who is going to win. A comment he later denied hurt the secretary's credibility.
No, I didn't undercut anybody. I don't believe in undercutting people.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
What's the secretary's IQ?
It's high.
At the briefing, Sarah Sanders said it was all a joke and insisted that the president still has full confidence in the Secretary of State. Anthony?
Margaret Brennan with the IQ wars at the White House. Thanks.